coming to you from windy Oxnard, California. This is Real VC, a podcast about real estate in Ventura County. All about it. My name is Reed Fish. I'm the CEO of Upmarket Media, and I am the co-host of this podcast. And I am here with our producer, Chelsea Froelich. Chelsea, hello.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, hello. Did you notice something different about the intro
of this?
Oh,
there's someone new here.
Yes, there is. And so we have decided to kind of change up the format of this podcast a little bit and bring on one of our, actually one of our favorite guests of all time.
That's right.
In the short history of this podcast.
That's right.
But we do have a new co-host, and it is none other than, drumroll please, Katie Connolly, who is the assistant team leader at Keller Williams, West Ventura County.
You got all those words right. Thank you so much for the kind intro.
I didn't even have a sheet.
I know.
Katie, I cannot tell you how excited I am to have like someone who knows something about real estate as a co-host of this podcast, because I don't know anything.
Oh, I mean, you get by.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know about the marketing side, but to have someone who, and that's why I invited you on, because you know so much about the whole world and ecosystem of the other side of real estate that I don't know. I just know about kind of creating those marketing materials that I think you're going to bring a ton of value to the listeners. And also you have a fun personality. So here we go.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, my first task on the gig
is
introducing our wonderful guest today. So I actually put my notes away too, because I didn't need them to introduce this guest.
Perfect.
A good friend of mine, realtor extraordinaire, Miss Karen Campbell. She's been in real estate for over 30 years. I like to say she's an original boomer, and not in the way that people may say.
Oh.
We use the term boomer, broker, owner, realtor, manager as a little acronym. And Karen has done all of that, including, you know, community involvement, media stuff, leadership, so many things. Hopefully we can get through all of that in 30 minutes, and I can't wait to get started.
Well, yeah, well, fire off your question. Come on. The new co-host first gets the first question.
Awesome. So Karen, I think you and I met definitely through leadership, and I know you've done a ton of things, and it's something that really pulls on your heart. And I would just love to hear a little bit more about your leadership journey and what you can share with all of us about that.
Sure. Thanks so much. Well, I started my leadership journey with the Ventura County Coastal Association of Realtors way back in before 2005. I was president of our association in 2005. And prior to that, I'd been on the board for, you know, 4 different years. I've been the treasurer. I've been the vice president, past president, president. I've been on the state level, the national level, and still serve today in our local association.
I'm tired just hearing about that.
And it's not a thankless job, because we're definitely rewarded through things on those kind of gigs, but it's 100% volunteer.
It is. It's 100% volunteer.
Yes.
And really what we're there is to learn how to protect our consumers' property rights. There's so many bills that come through every single year legislatively that, you know, we really need to take a serious look at those and do our best to squash the ones that don't work, that cause harm, and then promote the ones that actually are going to help the community and the consumer with buying and selling real estate.
So, but in being in those kind of, in those leadership roles, and like you said, you're not actually making money from that position itself, but does that take away from your regular real estate business? And does it take away, you know, because that's time and emotion and energy that you're putting into that doesn't necessarily grow your real estate business. I mean, how do you balance that?
Well, actually it does grow your real estate business.
Well,
and the reason it does is because you learn, it's like a university, you know, going through all the steps and learning what's happening in the community. Like right now we have a lot of rent stabilization happening in Oxnard and Just Cause. We have lots of things happening in Ojai. That's all happening now. So you learn how you're going to manage that. And basically you learn so that you can be a better realtor for your clients. So, and you're teaching your agents in your office exactly what they need to do to stay on top of the business so that they can be good realtors for their clients.
Mm. Okay. So it makes you a better realtor, but then but are you able to have marketing opportunities off of those positions? Because I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at, is all that time that you're spending on that is not time that you can be, you know, cultivating new clients. I mean, you're learning to better serve your current clients, but is there an angle that does help you like get actually new clients from it?
There is, because all of that time that you spend learning all the things that you are currently dealing with on a daily basis in your community, you're actually being able to set yourself apart from other realtors, but you're also able to help that client make good decisions for themselves. And that really is getting yourself new business. It's helping you keep that business for a lifetime. Right. And so that's very, very important.
Securing referrals when you're fabulous. Oh, yes, that's what it does for sure. Well, I'd love to hear a little bit more about your career in real estate. Like I said, I think that you're kind of my future self. So I know you started off as a salesperson.
How sweet is that?
Did some, like I said, managing of huge organizations. And then now you're selling houses and couldn't be happier. So tell us a little bit about that journey.
Well, my passion is to sell real estate, to sell houses, to take care of people, get them where they want to go, let them do what they need to do, and help them get that in a speedy fashion and get as much money as we possibly can for them. So that's really what the goal is. But over my career, I started at Century 21 County Center 32 years ago, which is
crazy. You know,
kind of crazy to say, but definitely true. I am a relocation director, so I do a lot of across country and international business. And I also work in our senior community. So I'm a specialist. I'm an SRIES specialist working with the senior community. So I do downsizing seminars for the communities that are getting ready to get out of their house because they can't either afford it or they can't go upstairs or whatever the situation is, and then help them transition into either assisted living, senior living, or memory care, whatever the case may be. And so I do a lot of business that way too. And I pride myself on that because that's my way of giving back to seniors that have done so much for us, you know, as the next generation.
Yeah. Well, and there's a big need for that. I mean,
there sure is. You know, yeah.
You know,
there's
my parents have aged. I mean, they've gone through that and it's hard. And you know, man, what do you do with all the stuff? That's the big question.
Because well, there's lots of things to do with stuff. So most of the time there's lots of years of stuff.
Yeah. And, 'cause I'm faced with a mountain of stuff that I have to, my mom passed recently and I was just, oh my goodness,
right?
There's just so much. And so, you know, our generation, Katie and my generation, there's a lot of stuff on the horizon.
Well, I've done it 5 times. Yeah. For both sides of the family. And now I'm doing it as a community. So what you do with stuff is you either decide what the value is. And, you know, there's not a lot of value in clothes and books and shoes and whatever. So I make sure they don't go in the landfill and make sure that they have a home, because there's plenty of people that don't have anything. So we want to make sure that we get that to those people. I also work with a local organization. It's called Moving In. And it came from a couple people in a church that decided that when someone becomes housed, that they should have something to sit on and something to sleep in and something to cook with, right? So when you become housed, you don't have any of those things. So as a realtor, when I have a house of 60 years worth of stuff, I box it up for kitchen, bathroom, office. They're one of the few places that takes beds. So they get a bed, they get something to sit on, a couch or a chair, a TV, they get a kitchen box, a bathroom box, and an office box. And so they get to keep all those things and be able to, you know, set up a house for themselves. And that's so appreciative. The good news is we put them in storage units, and then the person that's become housed can go to that storage unit and shop.
Oh,
and pick great. It out. So now it's theirs. Mm-hmm. It's something they wanted.
Right.
And so that's the blessing of that. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I never knew that existed before, let alone that you did it. And then downsizing seminar. I've heard of first time home buyer seminars, even seller seminars, mm-hmm. downsizing seminar. That's a new one I haven't heard. So that sounds like a great idea. Tell me
so
more.
I work with a moving company. It's called Gentle Transitions. Mm-hmm. And Gentle Transitions basically helps them go from their house to their new, say, room, let's just mm-hmm. say, or an apartment, and they map out what they can take, and then they bring some of their very precious things from that house to their new property mm-hmm. that they're going to live in at the care facility, and that makes it feel more home for them.
Right.
And then we assist them in taking pictures of their things so that that memory stays with them, right? So that they're able to let go of that. And then again, the goal is to keep it out of the landfill.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Having just gone through that, having like just what you just said was like, I just did that with my mom, and we ended up doing that, taking pictures of the stuff, cause she just wanted to take everything, and it just didn't, yeah, it was very difficult. So to have someone to help with that, I think is tremendous. And I do also want to touch on, one more aspect of your career, if possible. You have a radio show.
I do.
Like for like 9 years or something, right?
I do. It's called Girls on the Air.
Right.
It came from a real estate coaching class that I really didn't want to do. And so, because when
you've been
that sounds
like every class for me.
Right. Yeah. Well, when you're in the business for as long as I have, you've done all of those classes. You've sat through all of those things. And I ended up getting talked into doing that. You know, the class was 3 hours long. It was in Simi Valley.
Okay.
So it takes an hour to get there. Uh-huh. So, and the class is 3 hours. Now you're hungry.
Yeah.
Right. So that's an hour. And then you drive home for an hour. So it basically was all day.
Yeah.
And I really didn't have the time to take the day out of the week.
Of course.
To make that happen. So 9 years later, here we are. We've had a radio show. It's called Girls on the Air, Real Women in Real Estate. And we're live every Saturday on KVTA 1590, 97.9 FM. And we stream live on KVTA all over the world from any device.
All right.
Yeah, from 11 to 12.
And so it's an hour-long show.
It is.
Oh, that's a lot of airtime to fill every week.
Yes.
Yeah, how do you do it? We just have like half hour every couple weeks. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, man, I got to come up with something to say. How do you have enough to talk about?
Well, I support a lot of things. So with my radio show, we open the show with what happened for the week. Cause there's always something crazy that happens for the week. Right.
So, and it is about real estate or is it real estate? So you're not talking about, the war or this or
no.
that. Okay. Yeah.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But yes, we do, open the show with real estate, and then I have my affiliates. So people that, you know, do land surveys and people that, just my affiliates that I use every single day, and I have them talk about their business and how they serve my client.
Right.
So I always have two people that do that. I have a lender that comes on every week. I have someone that does reverse mortgages, Shelley Wells from, she's my reverse mortgage queen, right? She does reverse mortgages and she's amazing at it. And she serves all of Southern California. So she can go anywhere. She actually went all the way down to the Riverside area for me once and took care of that person, because insurance is a big problem, right? So insurance is a problem. They're putting drones in the air and they're writing letters to people saying, if you don't take care of these things, I'm not going to renew your policy. Well, that's what happened to the gal in Riverside. She got a laundry list of things from the insurance company. She didn't have any money. And so she was forced really to do a reverse mortgage. But Shelley did it so brilliantly that, you know, now she lives a different lifestyle. She's able to take money out of her house. She doesn't have a payment. And that worked out really well. So just as an example,
Sure.
So I have a lender, I have my affiliates, and then I support different things. So I support women in business after my own heart.
Sure.
And then anything to do with a kid. And then at the end of the show, I bring to parents what is free in our community for that weekend. Nice. And, you know, the Easter egg hunt is coming up. That's a big thing. And that's a free event. They can take their kids. Sure. It's 4 hours. By the time they're done with that, time to go to sleep.
So it's really, it almost sounds like there's a lot of community benefit.
There's a lot of community service going on there.
Yeah. Right? Well, and with your kind of career in radio, I think you understand about transitions and having to move things along. So that's my job right now. So look, we're going to have a little bit of music. We're going to come back. We're going to have our social media sidebar, and then we're going to have a discussion about some marketing, and then we're going to end the show with action items. So we're each going to give a simple thing a realtor can do to help grow their business. All right. Stick around, please. All right, social media sidebar time. This is our little time to talk about social media and also to give out our social media credentials. And so, look, upmarket.media on Instagram and Facebook is where you can find the social media for this podcast and for our real estate marketing business. And then, Katie, where can we find you?
So you can find me on Instagram at Katie0024, on Facebook, Katie Connolly. It will be my face. I'm not sure if there's other Katie Connollys out there. I haven't Googled myself in a while.
One or two.
Yes.
One or two. I've Googled you. There are other Katie Connollys. You're obviously the best one. But
hopefully my Google metrics is going. Keep Googling me so I keep moving up. Yeah.
So my social media is pretty much me looking to see what you're doing.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's what I do is I look to see what you're doing, what you're talking about, who you're talking to, who you're posting at. I don't necessarily.
You're a lurker.
You can call me a lurker, but I am
information gatherer. Mm-hmm.
Yes, correct. And so my clients, I find, don't want me to put them on Facebook. They don't want me to put them on Instagram or any other social media. Mm-hmm. They just don't want it. They want the privacy. And so because of that, I have chose not to put myself on Facebook. I will respond to somebody that I know, say happy birthday, whatever. Sure. But I don't typically post on Facebook. I do post my radio show, Girls on the Air, every week.
Where can we find that?
On girlsontheair.com.
Okay.
And we post our podcast there every week. We have a website and our podcast is there. All of our sponsors are there. We have 13 different sponsors and they all have wonderful businesses. They're all very great people. I have no problem referring them to do the job that they need to do. So it's always real important to make sure that the integrity of people that are around you are ones that you can actually refer and make sure that they do the same job that you do.
Yeah. Well, and that's interesting. I think that's a really interesting angle for a realtor because it's what we preach on this podcast and in our business is like, well, you got to have an active social media. And well, I think you are proof, or maybe you're the exception that proves the rule that you don't, there is no one way to do things. And I think that's the thing that we kind of say the most about social media is it's so important, Chelsea, right? What is our buzzword? Authenticity.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So that's what we've been having a lot of discussions with our clients recently about their social media strategy and it's all being authentic.
That's the biggest tool.
Yeah.
Honestly, just be real.
So one of the things that I do instead of social media is I keep in touch with them either by card or I call them or I email them and I always give them something of value. So if I know what everybody's talking about, maybe I'll let them know what everybody's talking about, right?
Right.
Because my clients don't necessarily go on Facebook. They're not posting things on Facebook.
Right.
So,
well, and I guess I was just going to bring that around with the authenticity is like, that is your strategy is authentic to you and that really works for you. And so I think if you know, it was a realtor just starting out who is trying to attract a certain different demographic. Well, I don't think that's going to work for them, but I think for you and especially, with people in a really delicate time of their life, when you're really dealing with people who are going into care facilities and those type of things. Yeah. It's not a moment where
to say just listed with like sport. Yeah.
Most people don't even want to put a sign up.
Yeah.
And I encourage them to do that because that encourages buyers to drive by and see that the property's actually for sale.
Yes.
Versus going on social media to find that it's for sale.
Right.
And they do that. So when I take a listing, I look on Zillow to see what they see on Zillow.
Right.
I don't go on Zillow myself.
Right.
So it's been very, very productive for me and keeping things real. Okay. And doing things face to face. I would much rather see your face than see you on social media dancing around doing something, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't like that though. All right. Well, great. So that's a great social media discussion. And so we're going to come back with our marketing moment and talk marketing.
We are back for our marketing segment. We are here with Karen Campbell and the marketing experts themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Reed and Chelsea.
Right. Oh, there you go.
So exactly. Let's talk about your area of expertise for a little bit. And Karen, what's your kind of go-to marketing piece or, marketing strategy that's worked for you?
Well, I think it's real important when you're taking a listing that you actually go to the property, you see it, but then you look to see what is going to be the aha moment in that property, right? You need to have something that's going to hook them, they're going to remember after they've seen five properties, which property are they going to remember and why are they remembering that? So I always look to put that in place when I'm marketing a property. to make sure that they remember that house.
Did you see Walter and Camille's spinning closet property?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I have a video.
There you go. Oh, well, that would be closet. One thing,
that's right? The hook, right?
Yes, yeah, that's the hook. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So if you're not putting properties out on social media, it sounds like you're not. Are you utilizing print marketing, or are you still doing a lot of the digital marketing? It's going on to, you know, Zillow and all those type of things. Obviously, if you put it in the MLS, Zillow and everywhere scrapes that information. But then what other strategies do you have to get that story of the property to interested buyers?
Well, I do a lot of networking. So I do face-to-face networking. I belong to the chamber. I belong to several different women's clubs, three of them.
Okay.
Same Buenaventura Women's Club, BCCNN, which is a group at the Harbor that is all about the beach. And so I market to them. And then, you know, I do a lot of networking within realtors. So I'm constantly telling them about my property, people that I know that are in the business and actually working. And that seems to work really, really well. And with our inventory being as low as it is right now, we're starting to see multiple offers again. And I had one just 2 days ago where we are 30,000 over asking with multiple offers. So that market is still happening. Even with our inventory coming up just a little bit, it's gone from 72 houses on the market to 100, which is like amazing, right? We haven't had 100 in a long time. So people are putting their homes on the market, and the word is getting out there. And basically it's like, let me tell you about this property I just listed. We go to networking groups amongst realtors. We have a caravan meeting every single Thursday. We have one in Oxnard on Wednesday. And that's how a lot of people get the word out to market to agents that are actually working the business. So it works out really, really well.
And in case you didn't hear all of Karen's accolades and volunteer obligations, Karen actually runs one of those meetings, and we were there this morning.
Oh,
so you just fit all of these wonderful things into your day. I love it.
Yes. I always, you know, somebody tells me, oh, I don't have time, I don't have this. Hang with me for a day. Right.
Yeah.
And you'll have a sense of what you really should be doing every single day to market your properties to people, to make sure people understand what's going on in real estate, know the changes in real estate. That's your job. You should be out there doing that.
Well, so you are, so your typical day, I mean, so then in a way, are you kind of thinking as most of your day as being marketing because you are,
I market really every single day.
Yeah.
I see property every single day. I know some people only see property when there's a caravan. If I see something come up on the market, which I check 3 or 4 different times a day, if I see something come on the market, I'm in my car, go see it.
Wow.
Now I'm the first one in that property. And if it works for one of my clients, they're the first one in the property. That's how they get the property. You have to be on it.
That sounds like a lot of work.
I know. I'm sure with all of that networking too, you've gotten hopefully to a point where people call you and ask you, hey, have you seen a house that looks like this? My sister's looking. Or, hey, what do you think the market's doing? It's probably at that point in your career.
It is.
Correct? Yeah.
Right. I get a lot of calls that says, you know, I'm looking for a beach property with a 35-foot boat dock in the Channel Islands Harbor. I had someone just call me and say that, or somebody will refer them to me that says, you know, says my friend is looking for that. Nobody can seem to find that. I'm like, I'll find something off market for you. No problem. Right. And that's how you have to work it.
Yep. That's the best place to get to do all the marketing for all the years and then get to a point where your phone rings instead. It's what we can all strive for.
Absolutely.
What about print marketing?
I still do print marketing.
You do, because I was going to, my kind of the follow-up question is it dead? But I don't think it is.
No,
and
it
I think
isn't.
There's always an angle, right?
So there's a group of people, and usually I would say boomers are that group of people that want.
Now we're talking age.
Now we're talking age. Yeah, okay. So they want to get something in the mail. They're the first person to read it. They're not throwing that in the trash before they actually see, is there an offer there? Is something free? Or what are we doing? Right. And so print marketing works for that group. And print marketing actually works for millennials because they are like curious. What do we got to do to get this property? How do we know about it? Who's got to be first? And you have to be first.
Right.
You do.
Right.
So print marketing does work. If I sell a property after I've closed it, I let the neighborhood and everyone I know, all my database, everyone that I'm connected to gets to know what that property sold for and what neighborhood was it in. It may not be your neighborhood, but it's a sold property. Now you have a sense for what the market's doing.
Right. And then when you do that just sold flyer, are you also, you're sending it to your database, but then are you including the surrounding area?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Circle marketing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And what does that end up costing, if you don't mind me asking?
It depends what you do. I usually do an oversized postcard. So mm-hmm. I do half of an 8.5 by 11 uh-huh. piece of paper. I market it front and back. So now anybody that sees it mm-hmm. is actually reading it, mm-hmm. right? The sure. post office mm-hmm. is reading it because it's open, right? You've got a lot yes. of employees that touch that piece of mail before it actually goes into the mailbox.
Right, right.
Right. So I do an oversized postcard. Typically, depending upon how many people I send it to, I typically send it to 400 people. Mm-hmm. You know, postage is 56 cents. So mm-hmm. times 400, yeah, that's, I guess yeah. it'll be a little bit expensive, but you only need one.
Right. Of course. Of course. I right? mean, that's what I feel like we say so much about marketing. Well, yeah, I know video is, you know, $500 on this property, but if it helps you get one more, you know, or if you do video on every, you do 10 listings a year and you do video every time, it's $5,000. But if it, that gets you one more listing,
that's right.
more than pays for itself. Right.
Well, and when you go to a new property, you can say, this is what I do to market your house. And this is how I get new clients.
Absolutely.
And this is how the buyers come to your property yep. first.
Yep.
And so that's what I use.
Yeah. And then how do you get the data? How do you get the names in, or do you get names, or is it just addresses when you're doing that circle marketing, when it's just, you're just trying to blanket that neighborhood?
Well,
that,
if I'm circle marketing, yes, I'll get that from a title company. But if
and I, are the names on there, or is it just the addresses?
No,
is it like the, occupant? Oh, it is. Yeah, okay.
It is. Typically it's the names. Uh-huh. I take the realtors out
right.
because realtors live around
yeah,
different
sure.
neighborhoods. Right. But mainly I try to meet those people face to face.
Right.
That's my big thing. It's much easier to see your face, to see your reaction, to know whether you're excited, to know whether you've got a problem. I help with problems. I solve problems.
Right.
And so like with your mom,
yeah.
I could say, you know what? I've got this person, this person, this person that's going right. to help you make your job so much easier in helping your mom.
Right.
Right.
Well, and so you are a problem solver. And I think that means you are a woman of action. And so
absolutely.
That, and so I bet you have an action item because it is now time for our action items. And so Karen, you are the guest.
Okay.
Would you please go first? Do you have an action item? One simple thing a realtor can do to help grow their business.
You know, I would say meet at least 5 new people a day, right? That's my goal every day is to meet 5 new people a day, exchange business cards, go meet their business, go to them, see what their business is like, because guess what? They'll come to you. And they'll look out anytime someone says, are you thinking of buying or selling a property? I have somebody that you need to call right now.
Right.
Right? And that's what happens in my business.
Right. And then you constantly, if you're going to be meeting these 5 new people a day, you're constantly, you have business cards in your pocket every single
Always.
Day, right? Yeah.
I
yeah.
usually am out, or I have everybody else's business card in my purse, which is not that's right. not a good thing. Right. Right?
Well, that's what I've always said. Realtors are just like, I mean, it's almost like they have them taped to their hands because it's just like you shake hands with, oh, yeah, you gave me a business card. I
well,
have so
and they've tried to do the digital,
yeah.
like, let me send you my business card.
Yeah.
And well,
it doesn't work.
It
as
doesn't
well.
Work.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry, but the old fashioned, just give you a business card. I have had someone keep their business card, my business card, in their wallet for 15 years. And call me when they were ready to sell.
Wow.
That doesn't happen on a yeah. digital card.
No, that's
it
a
doesn't.
That's a sweaty business card probably right. at this point.
well traveled.
Yes.
Business
yeah,
card.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well, it worked. Well, Katie, I'll go next for the action. Yes. I think as the new co-host, we'll end with yours. Cause I think I know what it is. And I think I love it so much. And this one for me, it's maybe a little bigger than I would want an action item to be. Cause it is, maybe it's not so simple, but, and maybe I just want to say, I want a realtor to consider this, not necessarily you have to do it, but I think take the action to consider doing a seminar. And when that sparked, when it's like, yeah, it's a new buyer, a seminar, a listing seminar, you know, or that downsizing seminar, maybe there's a different angle that you could take because I think there's a lot of those new buyer seminars. But maybe there's a different angle on a seminar that, you know, that basically, is there a way that you can bring value in that kind of setting to people in the community? And I think that's what, and that's such an essential piece of marketing. And that's what we try to do on this podcast is we want to make sure that we're bringing value to people. And in that turn that just by just naturally markets yourself, it doesn't have to be a heavy handed thing. So I think if you, you know, come up with 3 ideas on what to give a seminar about, and then you can choose to or not do one of those seminars.
So we live in the most beautiful community. We are surrounded by beach and mountains and beautiful things to look at. We've got gardens and just, you know, what realtors do is we sell our community. And when you get that you're selling the community, you're going to sell lots more houses when you do that, because people want to hear that you're living in a beautiful community and you are so proud to sell it.
I agree. I agree with that 100%. Yes. You ready for my action item?
Oh, God, I've been born ready.
So mine is super simple. I realized this morning after my 9:30 meeting that my phone was already dead for the day.
Oh,
so my good action item, and it's like, you know, very yeah early in the day still. My action item is just charge your phone. Keep it charged. We never know when those clients are going to call us, when Reed's going to call me with a great new idea. So make sure your phone's charged, and I hope your clients call.
Well, yeah. And so I think to do that, let's make it actionable. Have a damn charger in your office, in your, you know, in every room of your house and in your car. Yeah. And, you know, probably in, if you have a briefcase or a backpack or something, just have multiple chargers.
And when you charge your phone, you need to answer that phone. So dive for it. No one's calling you to say hi. They're calling you because they need you. They're calling you because they want to do business with you. And if you don't answer the phone and let it go to voicemail, they're going to the next person.
Ooh. I agree.
Answer
I
the phone. The ultimate action item. Mm-hmm. Answer the phone.
Yeah.
How many action items are we giving out? We got to take one of those back. But we're bringing too much value to the people. Hey, Karen, thank you so much for being
thank
on.
Thank you. And yes.
Katie, thank you for going on this journey with us.
Thank you. I'm learning every day from you.
From me?
Yes.
Oh, all right. I'm learning from you. God, man. I'm excited for our journey on this podcast. So let's do it.
We may look back at this first episode and laugh pretty hard.
Well, hopefully, because it was funny. We told jokes. All right. So thank you. And to the listeners, we appreciate every single one of you. And we're going to be back very soon with another episode. So thanks a lot.
Real VC is a production of Upmarket Studios. This episode was produced by Chelsea Froelich and edited by Bethany Diedrich. We'll be back shortly with a brand new episode, but in the meantime, we hope that all your transactions will be smooth. Thank you for everything.